We are often reminded to enjoy the small things in life, the beauty of our natural surroundings, the taste of good food, or the company of those we love. 102-year-old Maurice Bouchard of Lewiston spends his days enjoying moments like these after a life of hard work. Patty White has the latest in our series of conversations with Maine centenarians.
97 years ago, when Maurice Bouchard was 5 years old, his father made a decision that would shape the rest of his life. He moved the family from Canada to Concord, Vermont to run a small grocery store. The family lived above the store, which would be at the center of Bouchard's world well into adulthood.
Worked in it all the time. Anything that was needed. Sometimes I'd fill up the meat case, make sure the grocery rack had the vegetables and fruit.
Bouchard says he would also pick up the bread delivery, which arrived by train. In the winter, he'd ride his sled down to the station and haul the loaves back up. After high school, he went to college to earn a business degree and then bought his own grocery business in Vermont. But after 10 years, he sold it and returned to help his aging father run the family store, which, as Bouchard tells it, became a local legend.
We sold hardware and grain besides a complete line of groceries and meats. People told us, and salesmen would tell us, we had the best store in the Northeast Kingdom.
They donated food to local causes and made deliveries to homebound residents. Bouchard and his father's reputation, he says, was built on their generosity and their relationships, not only with their customers, but with each other.
Did things together, everything together. Sunday, we were closed. We'd go out with our dog, rabbit hunting or something. Always together. Great friends.
They worked together up until his father passed away. When he died, their store did too.
When my father died, I didn't want the store anymore because I didn't have him.
Bouchard was in his 60s at that time with a family of his own. He went on to serve as town clerk for more than 20 years, retiring after his wife was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. He lost her and a few years ago their two daughters to that same disease. Bouchard moved to Maine in his 80s. He's had a lifelong love of horses, riding them as a boy, then owning racehorses as an adult. For decades, he traveled to Lewiston to watch harness races, where he met a woman named Polly. She sold tickets, and he would always go to her booth. They've been together for about 2 decades.
There's the one nobody can take a place.
Polly is 83, and the two like to take long drives in the country, or if the weather's nice, go for a walk. Bouchard still mows his lawn every week and sits in a chair in his garage afterwards to admire his work. It's a wonderful old person's life, he says.
Because she tells me she loves me. So that's the best thing. Puts up with me. I'm not the easiest fellow to put up with.
You're pretty easy.
At 102, Bouchard says he wishes he could remember the past a little bit better, but he doesn't think much about the future.
I wanted to see me out. You know, it's got to be close at my age. I got going to say down 10 or 15 years from now, or I'm going to do this or doing that. I can't say, what am I going to do tomorrow?
Nobody promises tomorrow. That's what we say. So live for today.
Which, Polly says, is how her husband has always approached life. When each new chapter begins, he doesn't look back. He's happy with what's next. And that may be why, she says, he's lived more than a century. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And all this week, we will be meeting centenarians in Maine. It's part of a joint project with Down East Magazine. To read and hear more of their stories, you can visit our website at mainepublic.org/century.